It's the Big Time with Whitney Allen.
Megan Maroney. How are you, girl?
I'm great. How are you?
You know, I'm not as great as you, girl. What a year. I mean, started last year. So what has it been? Almost a year, like, together that we've been all like, who's this girl?
It's been a whirlwind. I think this time last year, I had one song out. So.
Dang. And now you've got your album, Lucky. What's really cool, Megan, you don't sound like anybody else.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
But when you, I don't know at what point you started out singing, because like, you're so new to me, but I just feel like I've known you forever now. Because we learned so much about you in Tennessee Orange, you know?
Yes.
But who were you listening to? Like, who did you used to try to sound like when you were like a little kid?
I loved Miranda Lambert, and I was kind of influenced by my parents, like what my parents listened to. But yeah, I think like if I had to pick one artist that like I think taught me how to sing, it would probably be Miranda Lambert.
I heard a story about you and her. Have you met her yet to apologize for like bowling her over?
So I apologized right when it happened, but I have not since met her again to apologize a second time.
So for people who don't know, where were you guys that you did you step on her foot?
I did. We were at Red Door in Nashville. So, yeah, that was shocking.
When you look up and there's Miranda.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? She's such a nice person. But if you haven't met her, you might think she's going to kick your butt, you know?
Yeah, she was totally gracious. So I was like, oh, thank God, because she might go home and, you know, load her shotgun or something.
Yeah. That's the thing. She wants you to think that way, but she's such a sweetheart. It's ridiculous.
Yes, she was very sweet.
So this whirlwind you've been on, I mean, we heard Tennessee Orange, and then next thing you know, it seems, you're getting a call from, was it Dina Carter who called you?
Yes, she did.
And said, come on, girl, you're singing at the Opry? Good Lord.
Yes. And Jamie Johnson is the one who showed up and had her on FaceTime, so I went on tour with him last fall, and I had told him that the first song I learned how to play on guitar was Strawberry Wine. So, you know, he made an effort. He actually had Dina call me before, and then, like, you know, she also did the Opry thing. So, yeah, that's crazy. Everything is crazy.
Do you feel any pressure yet, or are you just like, look, I've been working my whole life for this, so this is so cool?
I haven't been working my whole life for it, because I thought I was going to be an accountant, but...
Get away. Are you serious?
Yeah.
No. With your fabulous hair, I'm sorry, you can't be an accountant. You just can't do that.
Yeah, I don't really feel pressure, no. I'm having fun, and I try to, you know, even on bad days, I try to remind myself that, like, this is a really cool thing that I get to do, so...
When you were adding up numbers like 18 months ago, what did you think you were going to be doing in 2023?
You know, I try not to look that far into the future. So I don't even think I thought about it. But my thing was just to, you know, like work hard and write good songs and see what happens. And that's kind of like what I've been doing this entire time. And so we're like seeing what's happening, and what's happening is crazy.
Yeah. How many songs did you write on Lucky? Because was Lucky have 13 tracks?
Yes, Lucky has 13 tracks, and I'm a writer on all of them.
That is so awesome. Just everything's going on like at one time.
I know. It's literally like when people ask how I'm handling it, I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. I'm just smiling and having fun, and everything is great.
You just tell people to point you in the right direction, and you'll be there?
Yes.
I'm so glad you had time to hang with the Big Time tonight. Megan Maroney on the Big Time. Thank you, girl.
Thank you so much.